This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
How can he close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
For the 21st century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat.
And put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American who's going to help us stop the totalitarians? The strangest opening to a radio show in the nation, and I love it. Who opens up a radio show saying, we're going to stop the totalitarians? Come on. There's no totalitarian. We don't know any stinking totalitarians. Are you kidding me? Totalitarians have never left the scene. They've just sort of morphed, if you will. I guess that's sort of a way to put it, that these totalitarians have actually morphed. I know. Listen, this is a strange introduction when we talk about totalitarians. You're thinking we're talking about the Borg. With cyborgs, you're just going to jump right out at you, and they're going to say, oh, my God. Oh, my God, these people are just crazy loons that they're talking about. So it's the totalitarians out there. Well, no, we're not really, because they really truly are these totalitarians, like Adolf Hitler. Mao Zedong, anyone? They're alive and well. Their ideology just didn't go away because, you know, people were saying it should or we had a war. No, the ideology is alive and well in the hearts and minds of some people who have, well, evil intent. There is evil in the world, ladies and gentlemen, after all. People don't realize that. They live in the land of milk and honey, like in the United States or California. And they don't even realize the totalitarians that they're surrounded by. And the wonderful thing for the totalitarians, they know it. They just think that you are so engaged in the land of milk and honey that you don't see how they're strangling you to death. That's the totalitarian way. But you listen to Agenda 21 Radio and we kind of slap you around a little bit and say, here's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. They are here. Evil is here. And what are you going to do about it? We give you the fighting chance. We arm you with information. That's the most important thing that you have is information. And that's why you listen to this radio show. I'll tell you, the totalitarians hate shows like this one. That's why they're trying to shut everybody down. Sean Hannity, they're trying to shut him down. Bill O'Reilly, shut him down. Taking away conservative talk radio is in the agenda because evil doesn't like good. So we're on the good side of things, ladies and gentlemen, and we want to help you. So wonderful day out there in the neighborhood here in Northern California. It's raining, which is interesting. Kind of unexpected rainstorm coming in to Northern California. Overnight rainstorm. It's still continuing out there. It's raining pretty good, actually. In it's an odd rain, especially given all the rain that we've had this year and the Orville Dam situation. We're going to be talking about that this hour. We're also going to be talking about Rush Limbaugh, who, by the way, we've covered the story that's out there about the so-called traitors that are stopping at every turn the president's agenda. We covered that on Monday. Got a great picture on the website of Paul Ryan, somebody drew. And I don't know who to give the author credit because it came to me with no authoring on it. And I have it up. I don't like to do that. So if you're taking a look at the picture of Paul Ryan that's kind of drawn gargoyle style for Paul Ryan, it's complete satire. Anyway, and he's sitting there and perched on top of his head. Are you ready for this? Is a black bird. You know, Paul Ryan's got that widow peak and everything. He's got a black bird on his head. Wonder what the black bird's doing. Scratching and sniffing, I guess, his top of his head. But if you can look at that picture and if you can tell me who it came from, I'll be more than happy. I want to give him credit for it. I'll broadcast their name loud and clear. It's a great picture. Who is it? Ever the author of that picture, I want to blow it up and get a picture and hang it in my office. Hang it in Studio 21. Not by a noose on a hook on the wall. That's what I'm talking about. Come on, you guys. Some of you think of hanging on the wall. Hang it in Studio 20. What? On the wall. I'm sorry. It's one of those kind of days. Because, you know, the truth is coming out. And there's going to be some savagery, I suspect. More savagery coming from the other side as we start to unravel the onion. And yesterday I talked about the soggy onion, you may recall. What happens if you let an onion just grow and you got your onion. You go out and buy a bag of onions. You know, you buy this 5-pound bag. And you don't get to the last onion in the bag in time and it grows a big green sprout. And all of a sudden you pick it up and go, oh, it's mushy. And you realize it's molded and it's all mushy and and you have to throw it away. We unravel the onions before that, but this is what happens when you let some things rot. And another term for it is draining the swamp, really. When you get the onion to where it's swampy, you got to drain it. And that's what's happening now. And that's why I'm saying there's some the Trump administration is finally getting its sea legs underneath it. But it's meeting a lot of resistance. And this is what we were talking about the other day. And Rush Limbaugh, of all people, I don't know if we have enough time for this. I'll see if I can. If we don't, we'll get Rush Limbaugh. See, and it's kind of interesting. I'm going to play this clip. I'm going to see how well it performs here and see how long it is. It's about 5 minutes. We might catch this on the other side, this thing with Rush Limbaugh, because I think it's really important. I'll read you the article, and then we'll come back on the other side with Rush Limbaugh on Agenda 21 Radio. Well, go figure. I guess it's an honor, right? And we're not interviewing him, no. We're going to play the clip. And don't listen to Rush Limbaugh anymore. That's just me. I'm not saying no, listen to him. I'm just saying that's just me in the radio thing. I just don't. But, you know, everybody has got to say about Rush Limbaugh that he is really, truly the master of radio. Like what he does or does not. The politics aside, the production value of the Rush Limbaugh show is superb. Excellent in broadcasting, as he says. I mean, I don't care what you, again, just straight down the line, production value, how they put it together, how the craftsman behind the scenes, the audio, the video, everything, how they package it to the listener is absolutely superb. Everything, every little second of airtime is thought out. And you just don't get that. I don't care where you're at. Might be listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We try and do that. But, you know, it is superb what they're doing. And this is why he's such a big success, obviously, one of the reasons. Tuesday, this is an interesting thing, though. It says, this is the headline that appeared in Breitbart. Rush Limbaugh, GOP roadblocking Donald Trump more than the Democrats are. Does Rush Limbaugh listen to Agenda 21 Radio? I don't know. But that, you know, we were talking about that on Monday. Now, he's talking about it on Tuesday. Well, we're all talking about it. Says Tuesday on nationally syndicated radio show, conservative talker Rush Limbaugh said President Donald Trump's agenda is being roadblocked by Republicans in pointed remarks from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell arguing the difficulties of passing legislation as the reason. So Mitch McConnell is on the other team too. Except when it comes to climate change. Now, remember, in the first hour, we're talking about Mitch McConnell led the charge in the Senate to get 22 senators to nudge Trump to reject climate change. So, okay, it's schizophrenic. That's all I can say. And before we break the commercials here, it says, I don't understand how people don't get that it's not just the Democrats in Washington that are roadblocking Trump. Mitch McConnell says he can't see a way of getting 50 votes for the House Obamacare repeal bill. Now, stop and think here, folks. Back when the only element that we had was the House of Representatives and Republican voters were constantly saying, why aren't you doing more to stop Obamacare? We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Ally, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Beach Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We'll be taking your calls after the next break. That telephone number to call in is 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255. That's 215-TALK-TALK. Red State Talk Radio. Talk Monster. By the way, ratings for Red State Talk Radio and Agenda 21 Radio were in the top tier of the 85 top talkers, were the top 10 shows out of the top talkers in the United States on digital, Agenda 21 Radio, along with Red State Talk Radio, who carries Agenda 21 Radio at this time. It's kind of interesting. We get a twofer. We have two slots in our time zone, times allocated to us on Red State, or excuse me, TalkStream Live, which rates us, and we're always in the top 10. So we sometimes we're occupying two spots in the top 10. So it's either 10 and 9 or 9 and 8 or 7 and 6. I don't know what that tells you about our ranking. Should tell you a lot. Anyway, okay, so let's get back into this thing about Rush Limbaugh. And I haven't talked about Rush Limbaugh much on this radio show, and I should pay tribute to him because he's the guy who started the whole conservative talk movement way back in the day in the 80s. I have to admit, I used to listen to him all the time, just like everybody else. And then when I got into radio, I just kind of stopped. Because, you're worried about your own ability to do your radio. But it doesn't mean that you can't hold up the light and everything. Now, he's always out in front with a lot of things, and he does a really good job. And it's kind of interesting that I talk to some of the people he talks to, but that sort of thing. And but we get a little bit deeper into some things than he can. But this stuff that he's talking about right here is right down his alley. He's talking about the roadblock that's being thrown up by the Republicans, which I think is totally appropriate on his part to do that.
Not just the Democrats in Washington that are roadblocking Trump. I mentioned it earlier. Mitch McConnell says he can't see a way to getting 50 votes for the House Obamacare repeal bill. Now stop and think here, folks. Back when the only element that we had was the House of Representatives, and Republican voters were constantly saying, why aren't you doing more to stop Obama? Why aren't you trying to do something to stop Obamacare? And the answer was, well, all we've got is the House. We can't get anything through the Senate because the Democrats own the Senate. Obama's in the White House. If he told anything, if it did make it there. So voters gave Republicans the Senate. And Mitch McConnell said, well, the first thing you have to know is it takes 60 votes to do anything in the Senate, and we don't have 60 votes. We only have 52. And then he would add, plus, as long as Obama's still in the White House, all this is academic anyway. He's going to veto whatever we say. So we gave the Republicans the White House and elected Trump. Now, the latest story, there's a Wall Street Journal story. I had to sort of cram last night after getting back from being away 2 days. So a Wall Street Journal story, how the Republicans in the House, they just can't. It's just impossible. They're pulling their hair out. They don't know what to do. They just can't find a way to cut any taxes. Because every time they cut a tax over here, they have to find a way to make the money up over there. And they just can't. And they're looking at all these various tax cut proposals, and they said, I don't know how we're going to pay for all this.
Let me interrupt the Rush Bow. Because I think it's my show, not Rush Bow's show. But and he's making solid points, of course. I want to interject Paul Ryan, the man with the blackbird on his head. Do you think that sounds a little bit like Paul Ryan may be the problem in the House?
This. So the Republican Party, which is ostensibly the party of the president, and they owe their majority to him, particularly the Senate, are roadblocking Donald Trump more than the Democrats are, because the Democrats cannot.
That's Paul Ryan in the House. Boy, am I on a Paul Ryan roll?
The Democrats don't have the votes in the House to stop Trump. The Democrats don't have the votes in the Senate to stop Trump, although there is the 60-vote cloture requirement. It's not the Democrats standing up and saying, we are not going to help. We're going to stand in the way of any foolish tax cut you propose. It's the Republicans standing up and saying, I just don't see how we're going to. There's no room here. I don't.
Paul Ryan.
Know how we're going to lower rates when you have this exemption over here and you have this exemption there. And that I just.
Paul Ryan.
And I just read this stuff and I shake my head. They don't want to cut taxes.
Paul Ryan.
Either they don't want to cut taxes institutionally, they don't want to cut taxes economically, or they just don't want to do the heavy lifting to do it.
Paul Ryan.
I don't know what it is. My guess is they don't want to help Trump.
Paul Ryan. Yeah.
Now, you would think Trump figures this out, but he doesn't give any evidence of it.
He's figured it out.
Like he tweeted something. Was U.S. Senate should switch to 51 votes immediately and get health care and tax cuts approved fast and easy. Democrats would do it, no doubt. He's talking about getting rid of the 60-vote requirement to shut off debate and just go to simple majority on every bill.
Let me kind of clean it up for Rushbow here. Trump has definitely figured it out. That's why yesterday and the day before I was talking about Rance Priebus. Rance Priebus. You know, his chief of staff, who's going to be going pretty soon. And the other suspects. Oh, there's Paul Ryan. And someone that really is surprising to a lot of people that really hasn't been helping Donald as much as we thought. Mike Pence.
Does he know that it's the Republicans that are the roadblock here? He has to know. And certainly if he's got people around him who know. Now, I could understand if he doesn't want to go public and start a internecine battle between the White House and the Republicans on Capitol Hill. You know, keep that for back channels and behind the scenes. But clearly, when the Wall Street Journal had a picture of the chairman of Ways and Means Committee and Paul Ryan standing there and all these...
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's standing there? Paul Ryan.
Guys in the headline, Republicans just can't find a way to cut taxes. They just don't see how they can do it. It's incredible. It really is incredible. Because, of course, there's a way. They just don't want to do it. I think it's all establishment all the time, anti-Trump. Throw the media in there as well. But even in the middle of this, I can tell you almost assuredly that Trump is not off his game. He's not despondent. He's not sitting there worried about why all these people hate him. He's not sitting there. He's not worried about all that. He's just head down and moving ahead full speed. As he can, not reacting or responding to all this stuff in the media, except when he tweets. That's another thing. Everybody's telling him stop tweeting. And haven't you seen stories over the weekend of people succeeding and getting... he had a monsoon of tweets yesterday and today.
Donald is not going to stop tweeting, but Paul Ryan could be primaried out, as he should. Don't you think? Just think of that blackbird sitting on top of his head, pecking at it. That blackbird just pecking at the top of Paul Ryan's head. We'll call Paul Ryan what he should be called, a peckerhead. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and there's hope, I guess you can say. Kellogg's, you know, Kellogg's, the cereal company. And I'm not real clear on the article. This is a memory bank thing, and this is kind of, we've gone really off script in some of the, you know, I'm really disappointed. I'm going to give myself an A today, not the A+ I normally get, because I've just sort of wandered off course on some of the articles. But, you know, listen, when you're doing live radio, this is what you do. I mean, I can't just stop it and clean it all up and then put it out there again, you know, and record it and make it pristine. I can't do that. It's live radio. So, but there's some things that have caught my eye. You know, this, I live in a world of distractions, so it's managing the distractions when you're doing live radio that's the problem. Okay, so I get a little tweet. Listen, not a tweet, but a one of my listeners texted me. These texts during live radio can be deadly. Because a guy like me, who is easily distracted, of course, when they get this thing, have you checked out what's happening to Kellogg's and Breitbart? And because this is, no, I was lamenting and whining that our revenues are down drastically because sponsors have been intimidated by Media Matters. And, you know, some of these sponsors that contribute to the show have just decided to pull back anything related to conservative talk radio. And Hannity's the big player right now that's being all pointed out to. But this has gone on. It happened with Breitbart and with Kellogg's pulling their sponsorship and, you know, from Breitbart and you know, because they were a longtime sponsor, I guess, from Breitbart. And I hope I have this right. I'm just kind of going on memory here, but I have to get the story. So something happened where Kellogg's withdrew from Breitbart. I think it had to do with Donald Trump being elected president. I think a lot of it had to do with Donald Trump being elected for president. But Bannon, because remember, he was the president of Breitbart, and I think that Kellogg said, "We're out of here. You're putting in Bannon, a racist." Remember, Bannon was called a racist. Steve Bannon. Bannon. He was called a racist and all this stuff. And he's not. I have not met him. I have met people around him. He's not a racist. Not even remotely racist. And then they would call him anti-Semitic. He's a Jew. He's anti-Semitic. He's a racist. And, you know, making the Hitler thing and all that. And then, so, Kellogg said, "We're out of here. We're out of here." So, okay. And, you know, you have to ask the question. Again, this is why what happens when these guys start to pull this kind of stuff on us. And I said before, we just get bigger. Somebody used to call me a bad name all the time. I mean, not all the time, but when some people would call me a certain bad name and something to do with a hole. And I'd say, well, you know, they'd call me the name. And I'd say, "No, listen, you're offending me. That's wrong. I'm a big hole, and I'm about to get a lot bigger." That's kind of like what we're doing here with Kellogg's. And the example is that, you know, of course, Breitbart didn't take it laying down. They just started reporting about the woes of Kellogg's. And Kellogg's, they've been tanking. It says the troubles continue. This is the article that popped up. And this was what the whole message from my listener was. Kellogg's laying off more than 400 in Texas. Says the troubles continue for cereal giant Kellogg's as it announced layoffs of more than 400 Texans working in company distribution centers this summer. In this latest round of layoffs, 421 employees will lose their jobs in two Texas distribution centers, 201 in Fort Worth and 200 in Houston. Part of a larger, ongoing cost-cutting measure, the cereal manufacturer told the Texas Workforce Commission it plans to cut most of the affected staff between July 29 and August 17th, according to the Dallas Morning News. In February, the beleaguered Kellogg Company announced it intended to axe around 1,100. So, listen, the story, the gist of it is that, you know, you don't mess with Texas. No, you don't mess with Breitbart. And the whole hatred thing coming out towards Breitbart and Trump by way of Steve Bannon. Now, this is happening, this phenomena. I mean, you think these people would learn. This phenomena where a corporate giant goes after some of us conservative talkers and then expects that they've got the higher ground. All of a sudden, it turns south on them. That's what's happened here. And the same thing is happening, is going to happen to those people at Fox News, right? Because it's happening there. They got rid of, and listen, I'm 50-50 on O'Reilly. He has a good show. He lasted long, and he's a giant. He didn't deserve what he got. But now Fox is getting what they deserve. And now they're going after Hannity. So this cycle is going to, there's payback is what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. There's a cost to be had by these people who want to attack us, the truth tellers, the people that are trying to get this information out to you. And it's going to happen to them. It is happening. Okay, now, let's switch gears. And let's get into, if I can get back into my own website, that would be a healthy thing. I'm sitting here going, "Why do you do that, Paul?" I don't know why I'm doing that. I probably shouldn't do that. Get back to my own website. There's some issues going on with Jerry Brown and who we call the bow tie. And this is something that has been going on for quite some time. And it's something that when we talk about California politics, it's something that is a big story here in California that a lot of people don't know that it's a big story. Now, we have Steve Frank. Now, Steve Frank is a good friend of the radio show, and I've got to get him on the show. I keep threatening to do that, and I don't do it, but I actually tried to communicate with him yesterday because I've got to get him on the show so he can explain himself in terms of the new article that he has written in California News and Review, which is his blog site. And Steve is really one of the nation's finest bloggers around. And it's an interesting article about how the bow tie, Charles Munger Jr., donated $750,000 to Jerry Brown. Now, here's the deal. Charles Munger Jr. runs the California Republican Party. Oops. Now, let's put this into context so we understand. Charles Munger Jr., his father is Charlie Munger. Charlie Munger works with Warren Buffett. And Munger himself, the senior, is a billionaire. And it's kind of an interesting article. I put a comment here by one Larry Verga, a Republican kingpin in Northern California politics. And this is his opening statement. I hijacked it from his Facebook. This is the bow tie who bought off Jim Brulte, the president of the Republican Party in California, and the California GOP, the same guy who was behind Prop 14, the two top initiative thing, which got rid of third parties in California, I might add, the same guy who set up Harris or Sanchez for the Senate. That's Loretta Sarin. I think her name is Sanchez now. She used to be Harris. She changed her name to a Spanish surname so that she could get elected to the California Senate. The same guy responsible for flushing the GOP down the toilet in California. Harsh words from Mr. Verga. Very appropriate. When we come back, we're going to talk about how appropriate these words are and what it means to Oroville Dam. Stay with us. More Agenda 21 Radio coming at you. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Okay, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, yep, Charles Munger Jr. Boy, Larry Verga had some very harsh words for Mr. Munger. And now we're going to tell you why. Because Charlie Munger is, of course, Jr., is the son of Charles Munger Sr. And Charles Munger Sr. is a billionaire who works with Warren Buffett. It's interesting. We pinned down Warren Buffett as having a lot of property in a place in Connecticut. And this is kind of, it's very interesting, the story that we got. A well-researched story, I might add. And we reported it about Warren Buffett. And it's a very interesting story, because he's a property owner in, of all places, Newtown, Connecticut. Now, this occurred when we were deep into the research of the Sandy Hook shooting incident, purported shooting incident. And it was very interesting, because someone brought up the fact that all the victims, so-called victims of Sandy Hook, the families, 25, could be off by one or two, all closed escrow on their homes 1 year before Sandy Hook. Actually, it was less than a year, a little bit less than a year, all on the same day at the same time. Now, I don't know about you, I think that's kind of all the 24 properties, ding, ding, closed escrow. And shazam, you've got these residences established. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, I didn't mention the fact that all these properties closed escrow on December 24th. They closed escrow on December 25th. Now, last time I checked, that's called Christmas. So, I didn't know escrow offices were open and county clerks were open for closure. it's baffling. So, we employed a person to look into properties in, because, you know, we're not like we're land speculators, or we just kind of thought that was interesting. What a Christmas present. That was in, that was the year before Sandy Hook. Actually, it was less than a year then. So-called Sandy Hook incident. Now, I don't know about you. I think that's kind of weird. So it gets weirder. So we started doing some checking, and I asked some people, and people went to Newtown, and we paid some of the fees and with some other research. It was interesting, the stories that we got back. The Potemkin village concept popped up big time with everybody. They also said there was some really strange real estate things going on there, in which the owner, a big owner of much of the property there, was Warren Buffett's associations. Oh. And they said it's not unusual for a number of properties in Newtown to open and close escrow 25 to 30 times or even more in a month. Man, that's some land speculation, don't you think? I don't know. But so Charles Munger Jr., who happens to be the son of Charlie Munger, who works for Warren Buffett, one of the big land people there in Newtown. Isn't this a bizarre story? Listen, you can't make it up. But I just shake my head sometimes in the stuff that we get and we find out, and it's like the truth. And it's like, wow. And who would have thought the Seth Rich thing would have been taken off? So Charlie Munger. Enter Charlie Munger. Goes to Stanford, goes to Berkeley. Interesting kind of guy, this Charlie Munger. And he also likes to donate $750,000 to help the charitable efforts of Jerry Brown. At the same time, Mr. Munger served on the executive committee of the California Republican Party, one of the largest donors, and in control of voter registration efforts he runs outside the CRP. That's the California Republican Party. It says, during which the CRP lost a net of 306,000 registered voters since Charlie Munger has been involved in the California Republican Party. Now, I don't know about you. I find that's almost like a strange real estate deal going on in Newtown, Connecticut, isn't it? But this is where it really gets bizarre. Charles Munger Jr., he's an experimental physicist. I know you're all seated. At the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center and son of Berkshire Hathaway billionaire Charles Munger. Now, the salient part for all you Orville thinkers is, what in the world do they have at the bottom underneath that dam? What is it they're doing down there? And isn't it interesting that Charles Munger is a good friend of Jerry Brown? So I suspect that Charles Munger actually has the same kind of climatic inclinations as Jerry Brown, don't you? Listen, that's wild speculation on my part. But it's this thing about the connection with the linear accelerator business down in the bottom of that dam. And now the Stanford one's a fabulous facility. I've actually seen it. It's unreal. It's the longest building in the world. And Charlie Munger's involved with that. Does that have anything to do with one of the biggest dams in the world? Do you think? I don't know. I don't know. But, you start mentioning linear accelerators and Orville Dam and nuclear things going on down there. And what happened the night of February 12th? It just makes you wonder now, doesn't it? So you're wondering, I don't do things without facts, as you know. We've been wandering. We're not wandering astray either. Anyway, stay with us. More Agenda 21 Radio around the dam.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents who can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be releasing our new YouTube that you might want to pay attention to in the next 24 hours about our about what happened on the night of February 12, 2017 at Oroville Dam. It's incredible. It's an incredible story. And it's being, well, relayed to you by the person who made the decision. The sheriff of Butte County, Corey Honey, and his wife, actually. We are having a discussion with them. And it's very compelling, the story. Talks about true heroism. True heroism. This man should be given, if you know, the Medal of Freedom, which I think is the highest ranking civilian honor that anybody can get in the United States. Donald Trump needs to give it to him. In fact, I made that recommendation 2 days ago after hearing and watching and seeing what I saw, and it would be wonderful if Donald Trump would do that. It's a story like you've never heard. And quite frankly, I'm very thankful for that sheriff, because he saved my life. And he saved the lives of over 200,000 Californians in one decision. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. You are exceptional Americans.
We're
we're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.